breathe. Yeah. Make it clear like I need to see. Woo. As a kid, mama told me sky's the limit till you hit it. Like in Griffey, Jim Vince is out of hell. Out the park, hit and run. That's my drive. That's my drive. It's a fun.
Hello, hello. What is up, everybody? It is your boy, Dellen Walker, CEO and founder of Styling Grace LLC. And thank you all for tuning in to yet another podcast show of Faith and Fashion Sit Down with Styling Grace. Now, guys, I know I have not been on here as much lately, but I've been super busy. I've been working for you all. I have some amazing things coming up. Soon. I know the last time I told y'all it was going to be soon, but now it's going to be here even sooner now. So I just want to thank you all for sitting and waiting patiently with me. I'm always getting emails and text messages. And even when I bump into certain people, like, when are you going to release more apparel and stuff? But when I tell y'all I'm working on that, shout out actually to Elijah McGill, who's my graphic designer. Me and him have been working on some stuff. And when I tell y'all it's amazing, it is amazing. He actually is one of the graphic designers for Chosen Vessel Apparel. Shout out to Faint Adams. But guys, it's absolutely amazing. And I can't wait for you all to get a chance to see it. I'm actually planning something right now for the release of it. I'm not going to drop any dates as of now, but it's not too far away. So guys, just be on the lookout for that. Now hopping right into it, the song you just listened to, the intro song, was Gotta Live by Tadashi featuring Jordan Fields off of his latest album, Never Fold. Make sure you all go out and support that album. It's available on all digital platforms. Continue to support Kingdom Music. As you all know, I am a lover of all gospel music, whether it's rap, rock, whatever the genre is of gospel. If it's lifting up Jesus and if it has a good message behind it, I am all for it. So guys, support that song. I absolutely love that song. That song brings me so much peace and joy when I listen to it. I actually came out here to the beach when I was listening to the song for inspiration. So I'm here at Lake Michigan recording here in Muskegon, Michigan. So guys, this is going to be an amazing show for you all today. And I can't wait to discuss a few things. So starting off, I'm going to be talking about my favorite looks for the month of May and of this week. So let's hop right into it. Now, earlier as I was scrolling down my timeline on Instagram, because I have to be on social media 24/7 to talk about things on the show, of course, to see what's current far as fashion is concerned. And I seen a lot of reposts about Tasha Cobbs Leonard. She appeared on a recording of Sunday's Best wearing, I believe the designer was the Nietzsche collection, and the shoes were by Good American. Now, one thing I love about Tasha Cobbs Leonard is whoever her team is and whoever her stylist is. I know at one point Jay Boland was styling her, but whoever her team is, they always get it right with her. And Nietzsche is one of those designers where she does cater a lot of her fashion towards the thicker women and, you know, that community. So not only do they get it right with her, but they just get everything done the right way. Like, her makeup is always on point, hair is always beautiful, and they make her look really effortless and very chic. So I absolutely love that look. Tasha Cobbs, shout out to you and your team. You have an amazing team. You guys continue to stick with her. And in my opinion, her fashion evolution has just gotten so much better since the first time, you know, I even seen her out on any red carpet or anything. She just always looks so stunning. So shout out to her team. You guys did an amazing job with that look. I was absolutely here for it. If I was styling her, there's nothing that I would have changed with that look. She looked absolutely fabulous. So Tasha Cobbs, shout out to your team. You should give them a raise. Also, this month, as you all know, the Met Gala was here on May 7th. And the theme for the Met Gala Ball was camp, fashion camp. And of course, you know, the who's who in the industry came out and they shut down the red carpet. But one person I wanted to highlight from the red carpet was Michael B. Jordan. And he was wearing a custom ensemble by Coach. And as you all know, he is a model and an ambassador for Coach, but he looked absolutely amazing. That suit was tailored to perfection. It was not your typical suit. It actually was more of a long coat themed suit look that they were going for. It was all black and it was embroidered with I believe beads or sequins or whatever was on the suit, but it was absolutely amazing. I love the whole look. Tailoring was done to perfection. And not only that, he still made a bold statement on that pink carpet, because as you all know, those that did watch the Met Gala or those who keep up with current events concerning fashion, you know the theme of the carpet was pink carpet this year. So he actually stood out on that pink carpet, and his team got him all the way together. I absolutely love that suit. Michael B. Jordan, if you decide never to wear that suit again, you could email it or send it to me. I just say you can email it to me. Don't email it to me because I won't be able to wear it. But send it to me and I most definitely will do it justice. I promise you I will. Also, shout out to my good friend and brother, Makair Tulloch, my Canadian brother. He actually came this week flexing on the gram with a Holy Vibes hoodie. And one thing I loved about this look, it was absolutely simple, but it still made a statement. And as you all know, I am a Christian apparel designer. So anytime I see people, you know, rocking godly apparel, it absolutely brings joy to my heart, because I love people that can still be cool, but still hold up the Bloodstained banner. So I absolutely loved that hoodie. And I believe the designer of that hoodie was by Chris Webb. And it was absolutely simple. I love how Makair Tulloch brung a business feel to it and still made it casual and laid back all at the same time. Me personally, I probably, if I had that hoodie, I wouldn't have styled it like that. But that's what makes our styles unique and different. Makair, you absolutely pulled off that look. I love how he tends to dress laid back, but it always makes a statement. And I love people that take certain fashion items, and sometimes me being a stylist and a designer, I'd be like, oh, I would have never thought to do it like that. But I love seeing people's view on fashion, and I loved how he, you know, did it. So man, shout out to you. I actually met him back in 2013. Super cool guy. Man, his style and his fashion is out of this world. So shout outs to you, bro. Also, shout out to my good friend and sister, Ebony Jean Dix. She was rocking a classy chick look boutique a week ago on Instagram, and she looked absolutely amazing. That trench coat, all those bold patterns, the bold colors. Not only that, she just is always serving looks on Instagram. I absolutely look forward to looking and seeing her fashions of the week. So Ebony, shout out to you. Not only that, she does so much for the alopecia community. She is one of their ambassadors, and I absolutely love her. Ebony, continue to do what you do. Continue to shine bright. I love your fashion. I love your style, and you inspire so many of us. Keep being who you are, because that is what makes you you. And it's so funny, I'm talking about her and Makair on the same show on today, because they both have alopecia, and they both decided to go public with it and use their testimony to encourage others. So shout out to you, bro and sis. You all are doing an amazing job for that community. And not only that, you all make statements and headlines every time you come out and do something. So shout out to y'all, and I love y'all. Also, shout out to Cardi B from the Met Gala Awards wearing Tom Brownie. Now, her stylist was Colin Carter, and let's talk about this look. I mean, from the feathers to the train to that bubble coat look that she was wearing, I thought it was absolutely amazing. She got a lot of mixed reviews on it, but in my opinion, far as women is concerned, Cardi B was the best dress on that red carpet. She stood out. I mean, she shut it down. And although I'm not a fan of her music, when it comes to her fashion and every time she hits the red carpet, my personal opinion, she brings it, and Colin Carter does her justice. So shout out to her whole glam team. Shout out to everybody that brought those looks together. she did that, and I was absolutely a fan of it. I actually wanted to see more. I wanted to see was she going to any after parties so I could see what she was going to bring next. But she looked absolutely amazing. And also shout out to other artists like Sierra, who looked absolutely gorgeous on the carpet. Dwayne Wade and Gabrielle Union, that power couple, they hit the red carpet. They both look amazing. I love their look. Not only that, Lala Anthony, I love how she took, you know how people be like, I'm getting to the money, or, you know, when you got the coins to do so, I got the coins to do this or that. That was her inspiration behind that look. And she looked absolutely amazing. Her gown was actually inspired by a $100 bill, and her headpiece was actually made from real coins like quarters and pennies. It was actually gorgeous, and I loved it. So shout out to everybody who shut down the red carpet, even Omari Hardwick, the star of what's that show called, y'all? Power on HBO, I believe, or it come on Stars. I can't remember, but y'all know who I'm talking about. But he looked amazing. He was wearing Dapper Don by Gucci, and he did it justice. I absolutely love people who can pull off bold prints on a red carpet but still don't look overwhelmed. Some people let the prints and the fashion wear them, but he was one of those stars on the carpet that wore that look. So he did absolutely amazing, and I was here for the whole look. So guys, going into my 2019 fashion summer and spring and summer predictions, because as you all know, summer is not here yet. We are still in spring, but summer is actually around the corner, which I'm super excited about because I don't like cold weather at all. But today it's actually like 80 degrees here in Muskegon, so I'm kind of excited about that. However, let's go into these fashion predictions. And this is what I think is going to be hot this summer. Let's hop right into it. So number one, I believe that color blocking is going to be absolutely hot this season. I believe that color blocking, I believe we're going to see color blocking all over the runways, in major fashion magazines. Y'all look forward to that because I believe that color blocking is going to be in. Also, mixing and matching patterns. Now, that's something that I tend to do, but not many people like to do it because not many people know how to mix and match patterns. But I do believe that's going to be a hot trend this summer as well. Also, I believe I'm going to see a lot of white. Even though white is a color I personally wear all through the year, I believe it's going to be hotter than ever this year. Bohemian chic, I believe that's also going to be a hot trend that's going to be blazing this summer as well. I believe I'm going to see a lot of tie-dye this summer because that's been all over your major runways, New York Fashion Week, Paris Fashion Week, all the big time fashion week. So I believe I'm going to see a lot of tie-dyes. Also, cowboy boots are making a big comeback right now. Calvin Klein actually just released a whole line of cowboy boots for men. So I believe also that I'm going to be able to see a lot of cowboy boots as well. I might even get me a pair. Who knows? Let's wait and see. Feather accessories. I believe that feather accessories are going to be a big wave in the fashion community this summer. So be looking for that as well. Yeah, those are my fashion predictions. What I hope not to see, what I'm kind of tired of seeing, guys. I don't want to see no leggings and t-shirts and thong sandals. Guys, I don't want to see no Timberland boots this summer. Like, I know y'all be hot doing that. Also, I don't want to see a lot of red this summer. Like, last summer, I seen so much red. I don't want to see a lot of red. Not only that, I love checkers, but that seems to be like a reoccurring trend in the summertime. Let's choose a different pattern to use, guys. Please, no checkers this summer. Pretty, pretty, please. Also, no dark colors. Let's kind of go towards some pretty bright and vibrant colors. It's the summertime. The sun is out. You know, let's resemble that. Let's reciprocate that in our fashion, guys, okay? So, yeah, that's kind of what I don't want to see. But other than that, just be you, be free, you know, enjoy life, enjoy fashion. God gave us all a sense of style. So do what works for you, but still try to be current and in the now. Okay, so yeah, moving on. So as you all know, on this show, we also talk about faith on this show. And as I was riding out to the beach, I'm like, okay, Lord, what am I going to sit and talk about on Faith and Fashion Sit Down with Style and Grace? And what I wanted to talk to you all about is our dreams and our goals and how we cannot focus so much on everything not happening the way that we want it, to happen. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes we have to sit back and allow God to do what he do. And we can't question God about it at all. We just have to allow God to work. And when you step back and watch God work, God begins to do things out of the ordinary. He begins to do things that blows our minds. And as I was listening to that song, You Just Gotta Live, I just began to think about how sometimes in life we think about all the things that we need to accomplish and all the things that we set timelines for ourselves. And not that that's a bad thing, but sometimes when you just focus on accomplishing so much, you really forget to live. And in this season of my life, I'm living. And that don't mean I'm living any kind of way, but I am living life the way God wants me to live it. You know what I'm saying? In this season of my life, I'm enjoying life. You know, in this season of my life, I'm doing everything that I dream to do. And you know what? If I fail at it, maybe it was something that God did not want me to do. You know what I'm saying? But still, I'm just doing it. You know what I'm saying? I'm not worried about, okay, God, what if it doesn't happen this way? You know, or what if people don't support it? Or what if, you know, I fail at doing it? I don't care. In this season of my life, I am living. God said he has came so that we might have life and have it that more abundantly. So I'm living in a life of abundance in this season of my life. And prayerfully for the rest of the seasons of my life until God calls me home. But don't get so caught up on, you know, okay, God, what if it doesn't work? Or God, what if it doesn't happen? Just step back and watch God work and you live. Don't worry about things not going the way you want it to, because sometimes we try to do stuff. We don't even allow God to do what he's going to do. We try to do stuff. And right now, I'm just letting God work. I really am. I'm letting God work and I'm living. I'm living my best life. I really am. And when you do that, the peace it brings to you. When you wake up and don't worry about what tomorrow or the day that you're going into is going to bring, you live with so much peace. And what I found out about when you just live, and when you just take it day by day, God just reveals so much more to you. So on today, I hope that you all are encouraged. And today, I just want you to live. I just want you to enjoy life. I want you to enjoy your loved ones. I want you to enjoy your husband. I want you to enjoy your wife. Some of y'all, I want you to enjoy your job. As hard as that might be for some of y'all. But I just want y'all to enjoy life. You know what? This may sound crazy, but enjoy even those hardships in life. Those things that you don't understand. Even when things don't go your way, still enjoy that day that God has allowed you to see. Don't let anything stop you. Don't let anything hinder you. You just live. You just live. You just live. I love you all. Thank you all for tuning in to yet another episode of Faith and Fashion Sit Down with Style and Grace. You all are absolutely amazing. And I thank you all so much for your support. I will be back on here soon to give you all more updates on what's going on with me. But I love you all. Stay encouraged. Stay encouraged. Don't stop fighting the good fight of faith. And once again, I just want y'all to live. I love you all, and peace and love to you. Bye-bye.
like a love, lean on. We need you like there's no one else. Ain't nobody out here more like you. And with you that broke the mold, it ain't no more like you.